This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. An officer-involved shooting in Kansas City, Kansas. We've got the story.
Two teen suspects arrested in connection with three Wichita robberies. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. The FBI is investigating a Wichita man after he aimed a laser pointer at a Kansas Highway Patrol airplane.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. The stretch of nice weather is going to continue for the next couple of days. How warm we get and our complete forecast is coming up.
KNSS breaking news. Authorities say a suspect has been killed after wounding an officer in Kansas City, Kansas. Police Chief Terry Ziegler says the shooting happened Sunday night when officers responded to an indecent exposure call. KMBC TV reports the suspect took an officer's weapon and shot the officer. The officer then returned fire, killing the man. His name was not immediately released. The officer is in stable condition, and a second officer sustained minor injuries. The standoff over a government shutdown continues as the deadline for a budget deal approaches.
By the end of the week, senators must agree to a continuing resolution to keep government running. But GOP Representative Devin Nunes said on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures he fears the numbers don't favor success.
Even if we had every Republican, all 51,
all right,
we still need 60 votes in the Senate to end the shutdown.
But Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is more optimistic, saying on CBS Face the Nation she thinks it can be averted.
There's people on both sides of the aisle that want to find common ground. I think that's possible. But the way that they're acting is not furthering the attempt.
President Trump says he'd trigger a shutdown if a southern border wall isn't fully funded. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Wichita Police Department has arrested a pair of 17-year-old boys as suspects in connection with three aggravated robberies yesterday morning.
Early Sunday morning, three armed robberies were reported to WPD officers. The first robbery was located at the Quick Shop on South Oliver, the second at the Family Express convenience store located on East Pawnee, and the third at the Jumpstart convenience store located on South Hydraulic. No injuries were reported for any of the robberies. Through the investigation of WPD officers and investigators, they were able to identify two 17-year-old suspects who have been arrested and booked into the juvenile detention center for three counts of aggravated robbery. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
During a search from the air for two suspects wanted in a string of robberies Sunday in South Wichita, pilots with the Kansas Highway Patrol were briefly blinded by a green laser light.
An investigation has been launched by the FBI into a 29-year-old Wichita man after troopers say he pointed a laser at a KHP air support unit. KHP trooper pilot Ryan Tower was inside the plane at the time of the strike. He told KSN News,
I did it probably about five or six different times, so it wasn't a isolated incident, and it followed the aircraft as we went along.
The pilots were able to track down a suspect using the camera mounted on the side of the plane.
So we were able to look back down at where the laser beam was coming from and pinpoint an address.
The penalty for pointing a laser at a plane is a fine of up to $250,000 and 5 years in prison. The FBI will continue to investigate and pass along any findings to the U.S. attorney who will issue a warrant for the suspect's arrest. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
A 12-member citizens committee has spent a lot of time assessing Wichita's Century 2 as a center for performing arts. Committee member Mary Beth Jarvis tells KNSS News the 50-year-old facility is showing its age.
The ceiling of Century 2, the gorgeous blue dome, is just not high enough or strong enough to handle today's. You can't hang the chandelier from Phantom of the Opera there. You just can't. And by the way, that's a 30-year-old show. So talk about what we can't do to host modern shows. There's no way a Hamilton can be staged in our facility as it currently exists.
The committee continues to seek citizen input, hoping to report to the city council within a few weeks.
President Trump appears to threaten legal action after being mocked in yet another Saturday Night Live sketch.
Saturday Night Live's latest jab at President Trump coming in the form of a Christmas movie parody.
Sometimes I wish I had never been president.
Using the theme from It's a Wonderful Life.
A world where you were never president, eh?
I think we can arrange that.
The sketch then goes on to imagine a better America. President Trump taking to Twitter in response, saying in part, a real scandal is the one-sided coverage, hour by hour, of networks like NBC and Democrat spin machines like Saturday Night Live. The president asking if it's legal to be that one-sided, saying it should be tested in court. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We'll be taking a look at Monday Night Football tonight and Shocker talking Shocker hoops as well this evening. We'll have a preview of that coming up in sports.
Wichita's Intrust Bank Arena crossed a major milestone Saturday. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Intrust Bank Arena crossed a major milestone Saturday.
The arena welcomed their 3 millionth ticketed fan at Saturday's Wichita State Southern Miss game. During an in-game presentation at half court, Brian Green and his son Channing were presented with a prize package that included courtside seats to the game, a commemorative ticket, and a bag of swag from the arena and Wichita State. The arena opened in 2010, and it has taken roughly 3 years to cross each million ticket threshold. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
A couple in Utah is accused of a harsh punishment for the dad's 9-year-old daughter.
The dad and stepmom arrested for child abuse, accused of waterboarding the girl. Police say Joseph and Ilaria Mitchell of Provo, Utah, were arrested after the girl told police the couple had tied her hands behind her back, held her down in a bathtub with a towel over her face, then ran water over her face. The case coming to light after dad brought the girl to a hospital for an unspecified reason, and nurses made inquiries thinking something seemed off. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
Oklahoma City officials plan to build a rapid transit bus line with a $14.4 million federal grant. The U.S. Department of Transportation funds will pay for an 8-mile bus line that will connect downtown Oklahoma City with regional medical and commercial centers on the city's northwest side. Rapid transit bus service is expected to begin in 2023 there in Oklahoma City. Now 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
As we take a look at the traffic update here on the Monday morning commute, we still have fire crews finishing up the scene of a house fire, 1100 block of North Piatt. 4 adults and 1 child were displaced after that house fire, and the American Red Cross is helping out that family. And we got fire crews on the scene making sure that's all out. And we had an injury traffic accident on the northwest side of town. One car ended up on the sidewalk at 17th and West, so you'll see some traffic officials there. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, now let's take a look at the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve. How are we doing this morning?
I'll tell you what, that weather yesterday afternoon was unbeatable. I was so unbeatable, I had to go out and run and hurt myself. I've got a hamstring crying at me this morning.
Oh man, that's not good.
Yeah, and it's going to go on for a little bit longer, I guess, right, sir?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I've really been telling all of our viewers that this morning, really just kind of saying if you enjoyed this weekend, then you're going to love Monday. I know a lot of people, of course, returning to work, but at least things are going to be really smooth sailing when it comes to our weather, not seeing any weather worries at all. More sunshine on the way now that the sun is coming up. Skies are clear. We've got another day of 50s on tap as well, high of 56 for Wichita today. But I am tracking a few changes a little bit later on this week. Of course, we know that things can only stay nice for so long in Kansas, things cooling down a little bit later on this week, as well as seeing a very, very slim chance of rain by the time we get into Wednesday. But otherwise, though, it looks like things shouldn't get too bumpy this week, especially only being a week before Christmas. So the holiday really coming up on us pretty fast.
Yeah.
So today, seeing mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, and throwing that partly cloudy condition in there mainly because I think points west maybe seeing some increase in clouds late in the day, especially by the evening after we see that high of 56, definitely turning partly cloudy tonight, low of 33. We are in the 20s right now, so those clouds hopefully insulating us a little bit more, and then eventually turning mostly cloudy by tomorrow with highs taking maybe a little bit of a hit. Going from 56 today down to 54 tomorrow, but still nice, definitely by late December standards, and winds are going to stay light out of the south. over the next 24 hours, only at 5 to 15. So right now, slightly below freezing, 29 degrees, but we do have some calm winds. I have seen those wind chills kind of dip down anywhere between 3 and 5 degrees at times, should we see a light little breeze pick up. But otherwise, winds light, and that's how they'll stay through the day. And visibility is at 10 miles. Skies in fair shape. Pretty clear out there, so not too bad of a start to our Monday.
It sounds pretty good. I mean, we could be with a bunch of ice and snow and stuff, and I like this weather, and let's keep it going for a while.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of rain Monday, or not Monday, today's Monday.
Like, yeah.
Maybe a little bit of rain Wednesday, but yeah, the ice and snow continuing to really keep its distance from Kansas.
Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams, now 7:14. Steve and Ted, today is December 17th. As you know, Ted, on this date in 1989... The Simpsons made its debut on Fox.
Yep.
I have never been a fan of The Simpsons, although that I know that many people are.
No, I'm one of them. I've been watching it for 29 years.
Like I say, you've been really loyal with The Simpsons.
And, love that show.
So there you go. 1989. The debut of The Simpsons on TV. All right.
Love it every week.
What a weekend. I mean, there was so much... The weather was nice. People got out. I know a lot of people went Christmas shopping. Shelly and I had a couple of things to do. I had on Saturday morning, had some things to do. Went down and got me some of my coffee. It's a special place downtown. And also dropped by to see our good friend Jack Kellogg at Hat Man Jack's.
Nice.
I have a Stetson that I bought there several years ago. It's brown. It's the one I wear in the wintertime. And I thought, I took it and said, does this need shaping or anything? And he buffed it up a little bit and made it look better. And then the thing about Hat Man... And obviously, he is an advertiser, I know, but the thing about when you go in there, Ted, if he sells you a hat, he's going to make sure you look just right and show you how to wear it. Is that simple or what? You know, there are certain ways.
He's the expert.
Yeah, you look best with it doing this way. So anyway, we had that with Hatman Jacks and took the whole family, all except one of our grandkids went along as we went to Savoot Saturday night, the restaurant, the oldest Italian restaurant in town, then out to Illuminations at Botanica. Man. I'll tell you what. Illuminations was popping Saturday.
I'll night. Bet it was.
Marty Miller was there, and he's kind of running around like a guy with his, you know, spinning around like he had his head cut off. But he said, "Yeah, they've had some good nights at Illuminations this year." And so about 2 million lights to see down there, and at Botanica, and we got on the shuttle bus. Just had a great time. Just relaxed and had a great time.
Did you see all 2 million of the lights?
I did. I went up to the office to tell Marty that I saw a light out on one of the displays. I didn't take that very well. I was just kidding. All right, Hatman Jackson, this laser at the plane story that we've been sharing with you this morning, that is so dangerous. And somebody, you know, you point a laser at a plane, you blind the pilot, anything can happen. So apparently they've got some guy in custody. And did you hear that the penalty could be up to a quarter million bucks.
And financial
what,
penalty,
5 years yeah. behind bars?
They're not messing around with this.
Yeah, so if you're one of those laser cats and you think this is going to be funny, it might be real funny for several years and might devastate your entire financial situation. So anyway, that's one of the things that happened over the weekend. We're keeping you posted on all of that. 8 days until Christmas, Ted. 8 days.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
Shelly and I hit one more store yesterday. I have two more stores yesterday, but it was not really Christmas. Well, one of them was Christmas stuff. So, you know, and... There were people out at one store, where one of the department stores we went to, they had long lines of people waiting to pay. Everybody seemed to be in a good mood, though. So we're heading down, 8 days until Christmas.
Yeah, we're getting close.
We're getting close. And then last night you did the wonderful Life radio show. You had three of them this weekend, and did you have a good crowd out there?
Yeah, we had fun times every night. Had a great crowd last night. They were very responsive. I think they really enjoyed the show and had a good time doing it.
Very good.
It's a wonderful life. And we went out after the show with the cast. We went out and had a kind of late night meal.
Yeah.
And said goodbye to everybody. And then I got a Facebook message from one of my cast members, Dan Campbell, who said, Surreal is saying goodnight to Ted Woodward after a show. And then the first thing you hear on your car radio the next morning is Ted Woodward.
Ted Woodward, yeah. That's That's the way it works.
Just a matter of a few hours apart.
Yeah. All right, it's 7:18 now with Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. I know we've got Monday night football tonight and a lot of football action yesterday.
Yeah, the NFL got things cranked up yesterday. The Baltimore Ravens win at home. They're one of those teams in the AFC that is trying to get a playoff spot. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the rain and cold in Baltimore, 20-12. Starting at wide receiver for the Ravens, former Pittsburgh State Gorilla John Brown. He had a 9-yard catch that set up a field goal drive right before halftime. Helped the Ravens beat the Bucs. The Ravens are one of the hotter teams in the league right now. They've won 4 of their last 5, and they are right now holding on to that final playoff spot in the AFC with 2 weeks to go. The Chicago Bears are having a heck of a season. The Chicago Bears at home yesterday at Soldier Field beat the Green Bay Packers 24-17. Starting at center for the Bears is Cody Whitehair, the former Kansas State Wildcat, as he played every play at center for the Bears yesterday. Part of an offensive line that paved the way for 97 yards on the ground and only allowed one sack. As the Bears win the division for the first time in 8 years. Bears are playing really good football,
yeah.
And they've won 7 of their last 8. They get another win yesterday.
Wow.
Monday Night Football tonight to wrap things up in the NFL for the week. The Carolina Panthers hosting the top team in the NFC, the New Orleans Saints. Panthers on a free fall right now, have lost 5 in a row, but are still eligible for the playoffs if they can get some things to happen. But the Saints are 11-2. They are favored by a touchdown on the road tonight, and they are playing well. Saints-Panthers live pregame coverage begins at 6:30 this evening, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The Kansas City Chiefs right now are the number one team in the AFC, but a loss might knock them down to the number 5 seed. So they still have a lot to play for, even though they are in the playoffs. Chiefs only have 2 weeks to go in the season. We'll talk Shocker basketball tonight. It's the weekly WSU Basketball Coaches Show with head coach Greg Marshall. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, joining Coach Marshall tonight. They're broadcasting live at AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Shocks coming off a win downtown at Intrust Bank Arena on Saturday. Shocks will have a home game at Coke Arena coming up on Wednesday night against Oral Roberts. They'll be talking about that tonight on the Greg Marshall Show. And a happy birthday today to one of the great Chiefs fullbacks of all time, Tony Richardson, celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah.
He's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. He played 16 years in the NFL, the first 11 of those years with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a great fullback. And he was hitting those key blocks, blocking for Marcus Allen, blocking for Priest Holmes, blocking for Larry Johnson.
Yeah.
And those guys all had massive rushing totals with the Chiefs. Tony Richardson blasting people out of their way. Big time blocks. Tony Richardson was also named the NFL All-2000s Decade Team.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Good player. Tony Richardson, birthday today. He is 47. At Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. 2 senators' farewell speeches. Rush is going to talk about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.